Part 1. Rock Me. Chapter 1. Jane Hawke woke in the cool dark, and for a moment could not remember where she had gone to sleep, only that, as always, she was in a queen or king-size bed, and that her pistol lay under the pillow on which the head of a companion would have rested had she not been traveling alone. Diesel growl and friction drone of 18 tires on asphalt reminded her that she was in a motel near the interstate, and it was Monday. With a soft green numerical glow, the bedside clock reported the bad but not uncommon news that it was 4:15 in the morning, too early for her to have gotten 8 hours of sack time, too late to imagine that she might fall back to sleep. She lay for a while, thinking about what had been lost. She had promised herself to stop dwelling on the bitter past. She spent less time on it now than before, which would have counted as progress if recently she hadn't turned to thoughts of what was yet to be lost. She took a change of clothes and the pistol into the bathroom. She shut the door and braced it with a straight-backed chair that she had moved from the bedroom upon checking in the previous night. Such was the maid service that in the corner above the sink, the radials and spirals of a spider's architecture extended across an area larger than her hand. When she had gone to bed at 11 o'clock, the only provision hanging in the web had been a struggling moth. During the night, the moth had become but the husk of a moth, the hollow body translucent, the wings shorn of their velvet dust, brittle and fractured. The plump spider now watched over a pair of captured silverfish, leaner fare, though another morsel would soon find its way into the gossamer abattoir. Outside, the light from a security lamp gilded the frosted glass in the small crank-out bathroom window, which was not large enough to allow even a child to gain entrance. Its dimensions would also preclude her from escaping through it in a crisis. Jane put the pistol on the closed lid of the toilet and left the vinyl curtain open while she took a shower. The water was hotter than she expected from a 2-star operation, melting accumulated soreness out of muscle and bone. But she didn't linger in the spray as long as she would have liked. Chapter 2. Her shoulder rig featured a holster with swivel connectors, a spare magazine carrier, and a suede harness. The weapon hung just behind her left arm, a deep position that allowed unparalleled concealment beneath her specially tailored sport coats. In addition to the spare magazine clipped to the rig, she kept 2 others in the pockets of the jacket, a total of 40 rounds, counting those in the pistol. The day might come when 40 was not enough. She had no backup anymore, no team in a van around the corner if everything went to shit. Those days were over, for the time being, if not forever. She couldn't arm herself for infinite combat. In any situation, if 40 rounds proved not enough, neither would 80 or 800. She did not delude herself regarding her skills or endurance. She carried her 2 suitcases out to the Ford Escape, raised the tailgate, loaded the bags, and locked the vehicle. The sun that had not yet risen must have been producing a solar flare or two. The bright silver moon declining in the west reflected so much light that the shadows of its craters had blurred away. It looked not like a solid object, but instead like a hole in the night sky, pure and dangerous light shining through from another universe. In the motel office, she returned the room key. Behind the front desk, a guy with a shaved head and a chin beard asked if everything had been to her satisfaction, almost as if he genuinely cared. She nearly said, "With all the bugs, I imagine a lot of your guests are entomologists," but she didn't want to leave him with a more memorable image of her than